Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Lisa Rojas, R-O-J-A-S. Lisa Rojas is a 43-year-old woman who reports she was injured while at work on 3-8-21, but at that time she was stabbed at work during an altercation with an inmate. Appeared to receive multiple wounds and required two surgeries. She was stabbed in her side as well as injuring her neck and right arm. Period. She was seen in a virtual emergency room the same day. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including two surgeries. Period. She then had tattoos applied to the area over her surgical scars. Period. She completed a course of active treatment in September of 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Rojas alleged she was attacked by an inmate and stabbed on 3-8-21, resulting in injuries to her neck, comma, chest, comma, right upper extremity, and side, comma, right shoulder with cosmetic and orthopedic residuals. Period. Medical records show she was seen at American Family Care Urgent Care on 3-9-21. Period. This was a follow-up on a laceration she sustained in an altercation with a prisoner the previous evening. Period. She had already been seen at the emergency room. Period. She had x-rays of the shoulder that were normal. Period. She was diagnosed with an abrasion of the right forearm, as well as rotator cuff injury and tendonitis of the right rotator cuff. Period. She has begun on acetaminophen. Period. She followed up on 3-19-21, still with right shoulder pain and aches. Period. She was prescribed Mederma Advanced Plus Scar Gel for skin fibrosis, as well as prednisone. Period. She followed up here with Dr. Vitola, V-I-T-O-L-A, through 3-26-21. Period. By then, she had undergone an MRI of the shoulder that they reviewed. Period. The shoulder MRI was done on 3-23-21 and revealed mild insertional tendinosis of the supraspinatus with no tear. Comma, degeneration and blunting along the periphery of the posterior labrum, comma, mild AC joint arthrosis and capsular sprain with mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, comma, edema in the lateral deltoid, which may be secondary to recent injection, but there was no fracture. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Rojas then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 4-22-21. Period. She was not exactly sure how she hurt her shoulder, but she developed immediate pain in it. Period. He, in addition to the subject event, he elicited a history of a shoulder injury in 2001 after a motor vehicle accident. Period. This was treated with therapy and no surgery and had a full recovery. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed her shoulder MRI from 3-23-21. Period. Clinically, he diagnosed shoulder bursitis and tendonitis. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder, and she was referred for physical therapy. Period. She continued to be seen regularly by Dr. Lipschultz over the ensuing months. Period. New paragraph on 6/15/21. She had an MR arthrogram of the right shoulder, whose results will be inserted as marked. New paragraph on 7/21/21. Dr. Lipschultz performed right shoulder arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, comma, subacromial decompression, comma, and debridement of the labrum. For the postoperative diagnoses were moderate grade bursal surface cuff tear with impingement and labral tearing. Period. On 12/1/21, he performed what was described as left shoulder arthroscopic resection of distal clavicle and debridement. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were left shoulder degenerative changes of the acromio clavicular joint with bursitis. Period. Dr. Lipschultz followed her progress through 9/8/22 for reevaluation of her right shoulder. Period. Overall, she was doing well. Period. She has full range of motion with excellent strength and less tenderness. Period. He discharged her from care and refilled her Motrin and Voltaren gel. Period. He cleared. Scratch that. She was back working full duty. Period. She had participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She stated she applied a lot of cocoa butter to get her scars to fade. Period. Head, eyes, ears. Normal. Lungs and torso. There was a flat, tiny, slightly pigmented scar about the right torso. Period. Abdomen. There was a 1/8 of an inch long scar in the right lower quadrant of the abdomen, but no tenderness, rigidity, or guarding. Period. Extremities upper. There was a long, pale, linear scar measuring 3/4 of an inch in length on the dorsal right forearm. Period. There were portal scars at the right shoulder. Period. The scar described was enclosed within a large tattoo of the right upper extremity. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Hands with elbows normal, shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 3/8/21, Lisa Rojas was attacked by an inmate while at work. She sustained multiple stab wounds and was seen at the emergency room that same evening. Period. We are not in receipt of those reports. She followed up at urgent care the following day and underwent x-rays of the right shoulder that were normal. Period. She received wound care and monitoring over the next few weeks. Period. On 3/23/21, she had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period. Physical therapy was rendered. Period. She underwent surgery by him on 7/21/21 to be inserted. Period. She had another surgery on 12/1/21 to be inserted. Period. Between, scratch that. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She followed up with him through 9/8/22 when she was deemed to have an excellent result and had returned to full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be normal breath sounds with no bronchi rails or rales or crepitus. There was a tiny flat scar measuring 1/8 of an inch in length at the right torso. There was also a healed scar about the right dorsal forearm encased within a tattoo. She had full range of motion with intact strength and sensation. Provocative maneuvers were negative. There was no visible scarring about the cervical spine or chest proper. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, chest, or right side. I will offer 1% cosmetic residual for the scar on the dorsal right forearm. And that is the end.